All right, you dumb plant. Don't just sit there. Grow.
His room's all clean, and I made his bed.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're getting used to the idea.
Not really. But as long as Jack's going to be living here, we ought to try to make him feel at home.
I already did my bit. I put the toilet seat up.
I'm still not sure we're doing the right thing. I wish I hadn't let you talk me into it.
Oh, come on, Chrissy. There is nothing to worry about.
He's a man, and you know how men are.
Not lately.
Janet.
Oh, Chrissy, come on. Just look at Jack as a third of the rent, as a watchdog, as a cook.
How's he going to be looking at us?
As his dessert.
Oh, hey, I'm kidding, huh? Look, just when he's here, the only thing that you have to do is be careful not to tempt him.
You're right. I'll watch it.
So will he.
What about my parents?
What?
Suppose they find out. I told you how my father carried on when I said I was going to live in Los Angeles. Sin City, he calls it. Now he finds out I'm living with a boy.
He doesn't have to know.
He knows everything.
Oh, Chrissy. He is just a minister. He's not God.
Don't tell him that.
Oh. Ready or not, here comes Jack.
Oh, no, no, no. It's Mr. Roper, our smiling landlord.
I'm here to fix your doorbell.
And Mrs. Roper?
I'm assisting.
Thank you, but you didn't have to wait till we got home, Mr. Roper. You could have done it while we were at work.
Yeah, you're always welcome here when we're out.
Thank you. I would have come here sooner, but I've been very, very busy.
Yeah, busy napping in your armchair.
I was not napping in my armchair. I was watching television with my eyes closed. When I want to sleep, I'll go to bed.
And when he goes to bed, he wants to sleep.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, fix the doorbell, Stanley. It's time somebody's chimes were rung in this house.
You know, it's a shame your fairy roommate hasn't checked in yet.
Why?
He could fix this without the ladder. He could just fly up here.
You know, Stanley was born with that sense of humor. That and a few other birth defects.
I see the problem here. Yeah. Yeah, see these wires here? They're loose.
Isn't that brilliant?
How'd they get loose?
I give up. How?
Wires just don't get loose by themselves.
Stanley, be careful. They're live.
I know what I'm doing. I just want to get to the bottom of this. You've been playing around with these wires?
Girls got to have some fun.
Okay, Captain Queeg, you got your confession. Now make the bell go ding-dong.
Just leave them there. You don't have to take them inside.
I wasn't gonna.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry about that jar of pickled onions I broke in your cab. But if you keep all the windows open, the smell should be gone in about,
a month.
Yeah, with any luck.
Yeah, 275.
Here you go. Interesting doorbell.
I didn't hear nothing. I didn't see nothing. And I don't know nothing.
What happened?
He's trying to tell you someone's ringing your doorbell.
Hi.
Jack, come on in.
Groceries. Hello, Mr. Roper.
Couldn't you knock?
I better get him to bed while he's still moving.
Right?
I don't want to go to bed. I want to watch Name That Tune.
That's his favorite program, ever since he guessed the Star Spangled Banner in seven notes.
Well, what about our doorbell?
I'll fix that later. Unless the interior decorator here would like to do it.
I'm not an interior decorator.
Oh, I thought all you fellas were.
What fellas?
You know. Tinkerbells.
Oh, I see what you mean. No, actually, not all of us are interior decorators. Some of us are boxers.
Hey, no kidding.
No kidding.
You mean you'd actually hit another guy?
Only if he tried to make fun of us.
We'll help you get your things in.
Welcome to Disneyland.
It sure beats the YMCA.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but men, isn't it? All around you. I can imagine what it must be like. As a matter of fact, I often have.
Well, well, what do you know? Matched luggage.
I'll just put those in my room.
Oh, you can do that later. Why don't we all go down to the Regal Beagle and have a glass of wine? My treat.
No, thanks. The what beagle?
A Regal Beagle. It's a pub just like they have in England.
Yeah, they've been opening up all over the area.
Nice and cozy. A little wine, a little bread. A little thou.
No, thanks. Not tonight. I have an early class tomorrow.
Not tonight. That's a perfect title for my autobiography.
Well, here I am.
Yes, you are.
Aren't you?
Well, I better get unpacked.
Cooking with curry, French cuisine, continental cookery, naked be my nympho?
Oh, that one shouldn't be there.
I should think not.
It should be with the dirty books. By the way, how long do I have to go on letting Roper think I'm gay?
Oh, as long as you live here. That's the only way he'll allow it.
Yeah. Well, just so long as you know different.
You don't have to prove it.
Okay, Jack, into the kitchen and show me what you've got.
Now?
She means the grocery.
Oh, the grocery.
You get that, Chrissy. We'll put these away.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mother.
Let's see now. You always carry your pickled onions loose?
Oh, well, the jar broke in the cab. Little Fuzz never heard anything.
Mother! Mother!
What?
Mother!
Chrissy, don't swear.
You don't understand. That was my mother on the phone. She'll be here in a few minutes.
What's she doing in L.A.?
She came to see her dentist. And if she finds out, I mean, two girls living in an apartment with a man, you know what she'll think.
Oh, relax, Chrissy. People are doing it all over the place.
That's what she'll think.
We don't have any time. I'll put his stuff in his room. You take Jack to the Regal Beagle and keep him there till I call to tell you Mother's gone.
Right. Oh, oh! Put the toilet seat down.
Okay, let's go.
Woo! Well, hello there. I'm so glad you changed your mind. Come on, sit down and have a little drink.
Thank you. Hi.
Hello.
What'll it be? White wine for me. And you?
I'll have a glass of beer.
Coming up.
You can say that again.
I knew it. You're not gay, are you?
The
Please don't be.
I'm not.
Oh, I knew it!
I'm as normal as Mr. Roper.
Don't spoil it.
But you don't have to worry, Mrs. Roper. There is nothing going on in our apartment.
There's nothing going on in ours either. And we've got a license.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, I've never seen such traffic. And these L.A. cabs are terrible. They smell of pickled onions.
Hello, Mother.
Oh, hello, darling. Oh, my poor feet. Oh, you've had your carpet cleaned.
No, it's just that the walls got dirtier. Would you like for me to fix you something to eat?
No, thanks. I can't stay long. I've got to catch the 10:45 bus back to Fresno.
Good.
What?
I mean, you're looking good. And how's Father?
He's fine, but he worries about you. We both worry about you living in this terrible town. Are you sure you want to stay here with all the crimes and the muggings?
Mother, it's not really...
Oh, I read all about the wild parties and the orgies. People running around without their clothes on.
Where did you read that?
In your father's church magazine. Oh, by the way, dear, how are those nice girls you room with? Janet and Eleanor, isn't it?
Janet's fine. Eleanor left to get married.
Oh, how nice. Did you get another girl for her room?
No. No, we didn't get another girl.
That's wonderful. There's no sense in my going back home this late. Now you can put me up for the night.
Longer do I have to stay here?
Oh, just until Chrissy calls.
I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
How about a game of darts?
No, thanks. I don't know how to play.
Oh, it's easy. I'll show you how to score.
Jack, have another beer.
I don't want another beer. I want to go home to my own room to sleep in my own bed.
Oh, come on, honey. Have another beer.
I don't want another beer.
Would you like another beer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Janet, there's a phone call for you.
Oh, thank you. That's got to be Chrissy.
Well, I can see I'm outgunned around here. Besides, I got to get home and make the cocoa for Omar Sharif. Nice to talk to you, honey. Good night, dearie.
Huh? Oh, yeah, good night. What do you mean your mother's staying? Where's Jack going to spend the night? There's the bus station.
The cops will pick him up.
How about the 24-hour laundromat?
The hookers will pick him up.
We've got to do something. Me? You think of something. It's your mother. I thought you were my friend.
This is a recording. You have the wrong number.
You don't mind if I use your robe tonight, do you, dear?
No, Mother. Which reminds me.
Where are you going?
I'm going to make your favorite salad.
In your coat?
We need some carrots.
Well, where are you going to find carrots at this time of night?
There's a machine on the corner.
Machine?
I know your problem. If I had any coin, I'd go to a hotel, but I just don't have $20 to throw away. I'm going back.
Oh, wait.
How would you like to see War and Peace? Yes, there's an all-night showing of it at the Art Theater, and it's only $3.
You gotta be kidding.
No, no. It's the 8-hour version in the original Russian.
That is not a plus. Look, Janet, I'm sorry. I'm going back.
Oh, wait. Oh, Chrissy's mother's going to be in the spare bed.
It is not the spare bed. It is my bed, and I'm going back. I am going to undress, and I am going to get into my bed.
Oh.
And if there's anybody else in there, that's her problem.
Oh.
And you're not stopping me either.
Give me the screwdriver.
Which mother are you?
What? Oh, I see what you mean. I'm Chrissy's mother. I'm sleeping here tonight.
On the couch?
No, in Eleanor's old room.
Well, I guess you'll be safe enough.
I'm sure I will.
You wouldn't catch me sleeping in there.
I should hope not.
Not me. I'm a decent, normal man.
That's good to hear. I'm just making myself some hot milk. Would you care for some?
You have anything stronger? Like cocoa? That's my favorite drink at night. It helps you sleep. It's been medically proven.
Oh, I believe you.
My wife doesn't. You know what she tried to give me once at bedtime? Wheaties. I mean, what'd she expect me to do? Hit a home run?
I've got an idea.
I want my own bed.
He could stay in our room.
On the other hand, I don't want to be too unreasonable.
Can't in the same room with us?
I will be on my best behavior, honest. Is the bed big enough for the three of us? Glasses of beer.
Well, stuff your hanky in your mouth.
I've been blowing my nose in it.
Come on.
Homemade bread.
I'm sorry, if I can just get to the kitchen, I have a surefire method for curing this.
You're not leaving this room.
Anything you say. Okie dokie. Who's going to be the lucky girl?
Both of us.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. You're sleeping here big time.
You're not going to sit there while we're getting undressed.
Oh, sorry. Will the view be better if I stand?
Go cure your hiccups.
Whatever happened to the sexual revolution? My hiccups are gone. Thank you very much. I'm cured.
Good. Go to sleep.
Right. Me, I never moved.
It's that window in the living room. Oh, Jack, would you mind closing it?
Well, suppose her mother sees me.
Oh, I'll do it. Turn around.
That's a lovely mole you've got on your thigh.
He's got eyes in the back of his head.
No, I've got a mirror here. She's really something. I mean, everywhere you look at her, she's a girl.
What am I, a gorilla?
No, you're very bright.
Uh-huh. More like a chimp.
I can't budge the window and it's raining.
No. This is up to the man in the house. I shall return. Meanwhile, make yourselves beautiful for me.
Of all the vain, arrogant, egotistical.
He is kind of nice, though.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Somebody help there.
That's impossible.
Did you hear that?
No. I didn't hear that either.
That's it. I've had it. I don't care who's mother.
Don't blow it for Chrissy. Oh, hey, come on in. What a surprise. This is Chrissy's mother.
How do you do? I was just passing by and I thought I'd knock.
Why?
Why? Good question.
But a good answer.
Yeah, now I remember there's an all-night movie of War and Peace showing at the Art Theater down the block, and I thought maybe the girls would like to go out with me, but I can see they're ready for bed, so I'll just mosey on my way.
Good night, Jack.
Jack, is this the young man who's sharing the apartment with you?
What?
Well, Mr. Roper told me all about him. I thought he was away since you let me have his room.
Now, Mother, it's not as bad as it looks.
I know, dear.
And you don't mind?
Mind? I'm delighted. With all the terrible things that are going on in this city, it's such a relief to know that you've got a man to protect you. Or in this case, someone like Jack.
Well, I promise I'll never let them out of my sight.
Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Oh, you better get out of those clothes.
I thought you'd never ask.
Now you can sleep on the sofa. Good night, Jack.
Good night, Janet.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, Chrissy. Good night, John Boy.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.